Welcome to Bold Talk Radio with host Pat Williams. All right, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today's podcast episode. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into it. A lot of things to cover today. A couple of things on the menu. We want to talk about eggplant emojis, cake, vapes, and straws. That's right. You heard me. Eggplant emojis, cake, vape, and straws. That's our discussion for today. A couple of viral stories that are kind of making the round of news today. And let's just jump on into it. First thing that's going on, that's a kind of a hot topic of discussion right now, is actor Christian Keys. Now, actor Christian Keys is a very handsome, very good-looking Black American actor. This gentleman has been in several of Tyler Perry's productions and films, but even in other things as well. I understand that he's been in a film called In Contempt, a TV show that I believe was on the OWN network called Born Again Virgin. That was out a few years back. And apparently he has a current role on a show called Tomorrow's Legends, or Legends of Tomorrow. I'm sorry, Legends of Tomorrow. And apparently, actor Christian Keys, he plays an LGBTQ identifying character on the show. And so Mr. Keys, he's playing a gay character, LGBTQ identifying character on the show. And he took to Instagram and did a very, you know, I mean, what can I tell you? He did a public service announcement video, if you will, a PSA saying, hey, you know what, guys? I know that I'm playing a gay character, but my truth is that I'm not a gay dude. I mean, and I'm just paraphrasing it. You guys can look up what he's saying. I just want to get to the heart of what he's saying. And he's like, you know what? Listen, I'm not a gay dude. I respect everybody who's gay. I've got nothing but love for LGBTQ. But at the same time, guys, I respect your truth, respect my truth. And that is basically, I'm not a gay man. So fellas, cool it, chill it. Stop sending me eggplant emojis. And if some of you guys don't know what that is, I'm going to be very direct, but try to be discreet about explaining that. When you see the eggplant emoji, that's usually signifying of the male genitalia. So that's the best way I could say it. And so some of these gay guys, I guess, who have watched Mr. Keys on this play this character, you know, he's playing a gay guy and they're sending him, you know, eggplant emojis and probably some other things. He said that they're sending, and he said, look, guys, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it, and chill it. And so right now there's this big debate happening on social media today. Like, well, you know, is this guy right? Is he bogus? You know, a lot of people who are LGBTQ, a lot of gay dudes are going off on him. And then you've got a lot of straight people like, man, he didn't say nothing wrong. Leave that dude alone. He's not a gay dude. Leave him alone. So where do I break on this story? Y'all, I'm putting my money behind LGBTQIA. I'm gonna rock with them on this, and I'm gonna tell you guys why. I get it that when you're an actor, you're playing a character. There have been plenty of homosexual and lesbian actors and actresses who've taken on heterosexual roles and characters, and people thought that these people were straight heterosexual people. And then we find out, either because, you know, they put out, like he said, their truth and says, no, I'm really a gay guy, I'm really a lesbian woman, and that, you know, they make that apparent. But here's my problem with Mr. Keys. You're playing a gay character. So how can you be offended at gay men attracting to you and sliding in your DM with eggplant emojis? I mean, my thing is, listen, you have to understand. I get it. You're looking at it as, I'm an actor. I'm playing a role. It's a character. And I get it. People sometimes forget that. And that's the thing that actors need to really be aware of. People don't know you as a person. So we can only know the persona, the image of the person that you are presenting by way of the platform of acting. So a lot of times we look at actors who play, you know, gangsters, you know, mafiosi guys, you know, and we think, oh man, look at Robert De Niro, man, he's really that, you know, he's really that dude, or, you know, Joe Pesci, he's really Tommy in Goodfellas, and, you know, Al Pacino, he's really Scarface. And we're like, no, that guy, he's playing a character. He's playing a role. These men are trained actors, or even if it's an actress, they're trained. But the average person, they're watching movies, guys, and they're relating to these characters. See, this is the danger of being an actor and an actress. And I know this because a lot of you guys know I dabbled in filmmaking myself. This is how a lot of times actors and actresses even can become what they call typecast, you know, where they play a role that's so phenomenal and they tap in so truthfully into that character that people can't see this person as being any other character but that. So they become typecast. And so, you know, with Mr. Keys, he's playing a gay guy. Now, does that mean he has to be gay in his real life? No, he's an actor. But the realities are, if you're playing a gay character, then you've got to know that you're opening yourself up to an audience that's going to be primarily gay, and that's going to attract a gay fan base. So how are you going to get, you know, a little persnickety about that? Do you know what I mean? It's like you're playing a gay dude. Now, should these guys who are fans of your show, should they not have enough insight or foresight to say, well, you know, maybe this dude ain't gay. Maybe he's just playing a role. Maybe he's got a wife. Maybe he's got a girlfriend. Maybe he don't want to deal with nothing gay. Of course, people should always feel that. But the realities are, man, people relate to characters. People look at Al Pacino as Scarface. They know it's Al Pacino, but they, man, that's Scarface. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at that man as that way. Or that's Serpico. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's the day-to-day public, the average person, they're coming to the artist, the actor, the actress for entertainment, for escapism, for relief and release from the vicissitudes of the day-to-day hustle and bustle, the strain of life. So actors and actresses, man, you guys have a very powerful role because you guys are giving people the opportunity to hang their image on a character that you are actually objectifying and projecting to them. So can you, I'm rocking with LGBTQ on this. How are you going to get upset, or how are you going to feel some type of way with gay dudes sending you eggplants and probably other things in your Instagram DM, and you're playing a gay dude? They're gonna look on you with that type of eye. Should they not? Should they say, well, maybe this guy's an actor? Maybe they should have that insight and foresight. But the reality are, you are projecting a character, an image that they can relate to, that they can hang their hat upon. Because while you're just playing a gay dude, they're living life as a gay dude. So they're looking at what you're projecting to them. You're tapping into their fantasy and their reality. So how are you going to feel some type of way when these guys are hitting you up? You either need to not play anybody gay and just play straight up heterosexual straight dudes. And in that way, you know, then you can pretty much safely bet that your fan base primarily are going to be chicks, going to be ladies, and they can fawn over you and send you whatever pictures they want to send you in your DM. But you certainly can't take on a gay character and not expect that by taking on that gay character, you are attracting a gay audience. And you are attracting and building a gay fan base. And yes, that gay fan base, they're going to look at you as not just you playing a character. They're going to look at you as being a symbol, an avatar, an icon of what they can relate to in their personal life. Let me tell you, give you guys another example of this. Now, a couple years back, what's this British singer? What's his name? Sam? I can't think of this British kid's name. What is this kid's name? Sam somebody. Let me see if I can look it up real quick, guys, while I'm trying to get this stuff, because this is important. This is very, very important for me to say it. And this guy will, this will kind of bring home the whole point of what I'm saying about this actor, Mr. Christian Keys. A few years ago, and guys, bear with me because I'm actually looking this up on my computer as I'm talking to you guys. Anyway, there's this British singer a couple years back. What's this guy's name? Sam Smith. There it is. Just pulled him up. Sam Smith. And so Sam Smith, a few years back, you know, Sam Smith does a lot of soul kind of R&B riffs in his music. And a few years back, Sam Smith got into a little hot water because he was in some interview. And the controversy with Sam Smith was, you know, he says, let me see if I can pull the controversy up here real quick. Hold on, guys. Just bear with me because this is important. It's going to tie in to what I'm trying to tell you guys about. It ties into with this guy, Mr. Keys here. The fact of the matter is, because I'm trying to see if I could find that story. I can't seem to find it, and I don't want to keep. There it is. Oh my goodness, this was actually very recent. Sam Smith went on to say that he was not a fan of Michael Jackson and that sort of stuff, and he really wasn't so inspired by black artistry. And people totally lost their minds, and understandably so. And the reason why people were pissed at British singer Sam Smith is because his music is British soul, R&B pop. And he's been on several collaborative hits with, you know, some rappers and, you know, some R&B artists. And so people are looking at that. Black people were looking at that like, wait a minute. What do you mean you don't like Michael Jackson? Now, I don't think that's because people had a problem with him not liking Michael Jackson per se. Who's to say that you have to like Michael Jackson's music? I like Michael Jackson's music. I think most people do. If you look at Michael Jackson's catalog of music, I'm pretty sure there's maybe one or two songs. I don't care how old or how young you are that you may say, oh, I like that song. I at least like that song. So I don't think black people were as upset about Sam Smith saying that he did not like Mike, wasn't a fan of Michael Jackson. But what people were looking at was the audacity that you would deal with a black genre of music and yet not show the homage and the respect to those who are giants of black music. I mean, regardless of what you think about Michael Jackson, regardless of that, Michael Jackson, the late great Michael Jackson, this year he'll be past 10 years, already a decade. That time went so fast, 10 years. You can believe that, guys. This upcoming June, Michael Jackson will be deceased 10 years. So Michael Jackson is a giant. Regardless of what you think about the man's personal life, his image, whatever, Michael Jackson is a giant. He is an icon of black music. He really is. And he broke a lot of barriers and he made a lot of things possible for other black artists. And that's a fact. So for Sam Smith to deal with that so, you know, light-handedly, you know, black people were like, yo, what do you mean? What do you mean? And people called him to the carpet on it. And that's kind of what's happening with this actor, Christian Keys here. You know, you can't, I'll put it like this. You can't tap into people's situations. See, for this guy, this actor, he's just playing a character. And I get it from an actor standpoint. And I've worked with actors. I've directed actors. I get it. It's a profession. It's a job to them. And so I can see an actor can say, well, hey, I can play straight, I can play gay, I can play young, I can play old, I can play fat, I can play skinny, I can play rich, I can play poor, I can play a man of God, I can play a man of the devil. I mean, they're just taking on a character, whatever that character is requiring of them. I can play a mass murderer, I can play a priest. They're taking on a character, they're taking on a role. But for them, it's a profession. For them, it's a character. For them, it's a role, it's an art. But for the people that have to look upon that, that's more than that to them. That's something that they can hang their hat upon. That's an image. That's something that means more to them. See, Sam Smith is just thinking, I'm making music, man. You know, I like R&B, I'm making music, and I'm doing what I want to do. But he wasn't thinking that, hey, listen, by me being so flippant about some of the R&B greats, I mean, they said even Stephanie Mills got a little pissed about it. You know, and I understand that she had dated Michael Jackson when they were both very young for a hot minute. And a lot of other black artists, they were mad at Sam Smith and a lot of his black fans. And even some of his white fans was like, well, what you mean? And see, this is where artists, sorry about that, guys. This is where artists, it's my phone, sorry about that. This is where artists and actors and musicians have to be cautious. You're not just taking on a role or a job or making a check. What you're putting out there, that image that you're putting out there, there's real people who are looking to relate to that. That's why people will spend money on sports and entertainment. It's not just so much that it's escapism. That escapism is something that they want to hang their hat on. That's why, man, it's so important to be very cautious and very understanding about what you're putting your hat, you know, what you're putting out there to the public. So if you're going to play a gay character, then understand that's more than just a role. That's more than just a check. That's more than just a gig. That's more than just a job. That's more than just, an artistry or your training. You know, it's more than just my Meisner techniques. It's more than that. You're putting out an image to a real community, a living and breathing and real blood flowing community. And they're going to look on that and they're not going to perceive you as, hey, here's just a straight dude who's just playing a gay dude. They're going to be like, man, I like that character. And I'm not talking about sexually. Like, I mean, they could like this character for whatever reason. Hey, that character reminds me of me. Or I'm relating. I'm tapping into what that character represents to me. And so, no, don't get upset, Mr. Christian Keys, when you get gay dudes who want to holler at you and who want to send you some sexy stuff. Because in their minds, they're like, man, this dude is playing gay. This dude is a gay character. Now, again, should the thought be, well, maybe they should just consider it's just a character? Sure. But the realities are, and I, if I was gay, I would understand it too. Like, man, why are you playing gay then? And if you are going to play gay, then don't get mad at me because you're doing a good job at it. Don't get mad. You're playing a guy who's... And here's the other side that I can understand about the gay community on this and why they're flipping out on this dude as well as they should. Because they're looking at it like, okay, even if you are a straight heterosexual guy, excuse me, that's playing this gay role, you would think, and I would think just the way the LGBTQ, how they're thinking about it. They're thinking like, yo, you know what? This is obviously a gay-friendly heterosexual. And this is a heterosexual who's, pro-LGBTQ advocate. I mean, listen, you got gay people who understand that there are heterosexuals who play homosexual characters. They get that. But they also understand like, wow, if you are a straight dude who's playing a gay dude, then you must be the kind of straight dude who's comfortable enough in your straightness and in your heterosexuality in the first place to play a role where you're kissing on dudes and hugging up on dudes and romancing dudes and liking dudes. So, hey, I would assume that even though you may be a heterosexual guy in your real life, you're the kind of heterosexual guy in your real life that's comfortable in your heterosexuality and that you are an advocate for my community. And so you wouldn't have a problem with me even being a gay guy who's liking on you and fawning over you a little bit. So this guy, Christian Keys, I feel like he's totally bogus. And I'm going to side up, man, with the LGBTQ, man, with the rainbow, man. I'm siding up with the rainbow kids on it because, no, for real, don't do that. And if you feel that type of way, why are you playing a gay character? And if you're going to play a gay character, then roll with the punches of what that means. If you're going to play a gay character, understand I'm going to garner a gay audience. I'm going to garner gay fans. I'm going to garner gay dudes who's going to find me attractive and who's going to holler at me and who's going to think about me as being their dream boat guy. And I'm not going to get offended because guess what? I am tapping into an image, which is a reality for that community. You understand? So that's my position on that. I just think that this guy just needs to get over himself or quit it. Quit the job and take no more roles that are gay related. Don't do it. Because yeah, they are gonna feel some type of way. They are gonna find you attractive. He's a good looking guy. And why be offended at that if you're going to take on a character that represents their community? This is how I felt about Sam Smith. Don't get offended when black people and black fans and other black artists are saying, wait, back up, son. You're talking about you're actually producing and making black music. But you're not trying to give the respect to black artistry, black legends? Nah, don't make black music. Don't do that. Go and do something else. Go make another type of music. And then if somebody asks you, how do you feel about Michael Jackson? You'd be like, man, Michael is no big deal to me. I don't really deal with black music. Then that makes sense. If you don't want to be considered a gay dude, you don't want gay dudes attraction to you, don't play a gay character. Simple as that. Let's move on to the next thing. Okay. So, the next thing that we want to talk about here is the cake. Okay. Jack Phillips is a guy who was sued by a gay couple a couple years back in Colorado, in the state of Colorado, because he refused to bake them a cake for their wedding. Because he said, hey, I don't believe in gay marriage. I'm not trying to make them a gay cake. That's the best way I can say it. And I had to segue from, since I'm talking about the LGBTQ kind of story, I thought this was a good segue into this story. So, as we all know, recently, Mr. Phillips in Colorado, the Christian baker, he won his case at the Supreme Court level. I mean, it went up to the highest court here in the United States. And the Supreme Court ruled in this guy's favor. And I'm like, no, you can't make this guy bake you a cake for your wedding. He's got a right to his religious belief. He's got a right to his religious position. And he's got a right. And if you're a gay couple and you don't like that, then you guys are welcome to go to any other baker that's willing to make that cake. But you don't have a right to force this guy to make you a cake for your gay wedding. So the gay couple lost. So here we go. In late 2018, just a couple of weeks ago, this was reported on December 18th, that there's an attorney who is transgendered and he is, here's the thing. It's male to female transitioning. Okay. So this attorney is considered a transgender woman transitioning from male to female. So this attorney contacts this Christian baker and says, look, bake me a cake. Cause I'm having a transitional party. I'm having a party. Pardon me, guys. And sure enough, you know, here we go again. The baker's like, nah, man, I'm not trying to bake you a cake for your transitioning. And so now this attorney's like, oh, well, I'm suing. So now Mr. Phillips is countersuing and also suing the state of Colorado for harassment. Now, how do I feel about this? Where do I break on this? I actually break 50-50. In one way, I understand and I get why this LGBTQ attorney would want to push his thumb in on this guy because he's got sour grapes that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of this guy. But here's why I break 50-50. In my personal belief, being a Christian, do I believe that the guy should have just went on and made the cake? I do. Just go ahead and make him a cake. Just make him a cake. Now, like I said, I get it if the cake is asking him to, hey, show two guys kissing or show two guys all hugged up. I could see him saying, I don't want to do that. But apparently that the gay couple that came to him a few years ago, they just wanted a standard wedding cake. Make him a cake. I believe that if we go into the word, you know, they used to be old saying back in the 90s, WWJD, what would Jesus do? I don't believe Jesus, hey, I'm not going to serve you cake because you're gay. I believe Jesus said, here's the cake. Now, let me holler at you guys. Let me tell you boys about something. You know, and I think so many times Christians, my fellow Christians, we cheat people out of a Christ experience. We cheat them out of it instead of treating them to it. That Christian baker would never know the impact he could have had on that gay couple if he would have just went on and made the cake. Just make them the cake. There was a restaurateur in Indiana a few years back, and I believe it was a woman. She owned a pizzeria, and she didn't want to serve gay people pizza. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Why wouldn't you want to serve them a slice of pizza? That's crazy. Would Jesus do that?
Say, I don't want you to eat pizza.
Come on, man. The Lord, he feeds and takes care of everybody. He loves everybody. And that doesn't mean that you're going against your personal values. It doesn't mean that you're going against your standard. It doesn't mean that you're going against your core belief. It doesn't mean that you're compromising. But people tend to have this thing where they're either one way or the other. They're extreme the other way. Okay, so if I walk in love and in kindness, then I got to kind of hush about my standards and my values. No, you don't. You have a right to your opinion, to your beliefs, to your values, to your creed. You have that right. But at the same time, you still got to know how to treat people. And we see that laid out so beautiful in the account where Jesus was talking to the woman who was about to be stoned. He put the question back to the guys who wanted to stone this woman. He says, okay, he who's without sin, let him cast the first stone. And people love that scripture, right? But people don't always finish that scripture. Jesus didn't just leave it there. Once her accusers left, he says, listen, ma'am, neither do I condemn you. But now go and sin no more. So Jesus dealt with both sides of it. He dealt with the core issue, the core standard of what he came to present. But at the same time, he did it and he moved in compassion and love. People act as if you can't do them both, and you really can. So in that wise, I feel that the baker, you know, man, just go in and make the cake. Just make the cake. You never know what impact that may have. But legally speaking, if the courts are saying this guy has a right, religiously speaking, not to bake the cake, then guess what? That decision needs to be respected. I'm not saying it has to be liked, but it needs to be respected. And I find it so strange that here's an attorney, a person of law, an individual of law, who now is picking on this guy. Yes, because it's being vindictive. You already know that the courts ruled in favor of this guy not having to make a cake for a gay wedding. So why would you call up this baker as if this guy's the only baker in town and ask him to make a cake for you for your transitioning from male to female? And you know the guy's going to say no. And once he says no, now I'm going to sue you? That is being punitive. That is being attackful. And it's being childish. And it's being ridiculous. So, I mean, again, we've got a lot of childish stuff going on in the earth right now. And nobody's thinking. Everybody's just flowing out of their own emotions and isms. You know? It's crazy. So I agree with Mr. Phillips. You know what? Leave this guy alone. Listen, here's what I would love to ask anybody who's LGBTQIA. Listen, if somebody doesn't want, look, I wouldn't even want a cake from that guy's shop. Why would you even want a cake? Unless you're trying to do something to be punitive. Yeah, I'm going to make you make me a cake. That's crazy. If I know you, man, I'm not going to beg and pay. Now, I may have to do one or the other. I may have to beg and I may have to pay. But I'm certainly not going to do them both. It's just crazy to me. As a Black woman, I have walked out of many establishments that I felt that the treatment or the respect level just wasn't there. And I've never gone back to those businesses or restaurants or whatever. I just haven't gone back. I will never let those people see the light of day of my eyes or my money, because I'm not going to beg and plead. I'm not going to beg and plead with you and pay my money. I'm not going to do it. And some people say, well, this, isn't that what black people did in the civil rights at the counters? Excuse me, at the food counters, at the chili counters? Didn't they do that at the soup kitchen counters? Hey, man, I'm not saying I agree with everything, with all the strategies of the civil rights movement. Do I think that a lot of it worked towards the overall good? Of course. But I don't agree with everything because, see, I wasn't there at that time in history. But, I mean, I would have been the person saying, man, y'all, let's all get out of this. Let's, you know, blank this counter, this food counter. Blank this cafe. Blank this kitchen. Blank all of them. Let's pull our money together and let's go ahead and start our own kitchen counter. And we'll have our own chili bar. And holler back. Now, somebody may say, well, isn't that promoting segregation? No. Because guess what? You're welcome to come to my chili counter. Mr. White Guy, Miss White Lady, you're welcome. Matter of fact, if you want to sit down, I'm going to treat you like a man and woman that you should be treated. Even though there's a clown across the street who doesn't want to treat me as a black woman or as a black man with the same respect, I'm going to give you the respect. You're welcome to come to my kitchen. You're welcome to sit at my counter. You're welcome to have chili at my counter. But I'm not going to beg to sit at your counter and eat chili. No. But I mean, so again, I don't understand that mentality that you're going to force somebody to do something. You're going to force somebody to make them serve you. You're going to force somebody to eat off of them. I mean, man, I take eating very seriously. Eating is a spiritual experience. It really is. Some of y'all probably laughing at that. Hey, man, I don't want to eat off you. And I know your spirit ain't right about me. Man, you're if it ain't right, please don't let me know it's not right. Pretend, lie to me. But if I can blatantly see that your little spirit is not right, man, you're the last person in the world I want to eat from. Because I figure like, man, the food ain't even going to, it's not even going to settle on my stomach right. Because you got that type of vibe going for, you know, going against me. So I don't get that. All right, let's move on to the vape. All right, so again, we've got another situation. This just happened over the weekend, going into the new year, a couple of days ago. Here's a gentleman in Tucker, Georgia. He goes into a vape shop. He's got on a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat. He's got on not the traditional red one. He's got on the black one, black hat, Make America Great Again, black Trump t-shirt, the American flag going across the words. Here's some clown who's working behind the counter, the clerk. He sees this guy with this hat and his t-shirt on. The guy comes and says, hey, can I get, you know, the vape juice? And some of you guys may know there's a lot of vape shops that are popping up, which allows people to get a less pungent, a less potency of nicotine, which I understand is supposedly more healthier than just smoking a direct cigarette or cigar or pipe, right? So it allows the vapors of the nicotine, and they have a little, you know, little pipe mechanism or whatever. So I understand it's a little bit more healthier. And this juice that is used to vaporize it, you know, this is where people kind of get their nicotine fix. So a lot of these shops are now starting to show up. And the guy goes in there, he asks for like this vape juice for his wife. And the guy starts flipping out on this guy. Like, oh no, you're a racist. F you, dude. No. And the guy's like, what? Man, I'm trying to get this juice. And there was a black guy who was in the vape shop who was looking on. The guy with the Trump paraphernalia on. He said, man, dude, I love you, man. He said, I even love this guy. He said, I don't have nothing against you. I'm not a racist. I'm just trying to get my vape juice. Ultimately, this guy gets fired from the vape shop in Tucker, Georgia. Why? Because again, childishness. What has happened really, guys? If you guys see so much of the theme that's tying all these stories in, I see immaturity. I see childishness on every level. From the actor Christian Keys, to even the Christian Baker, to even the gay couple, to even the gay attorney, the transgendered attorney, to this kid at the vape shop. And let's get into the final story, which are dealing with straws. There's a lot of statutory ordinances which have recently gone in effect, just like here in Illinois, where due to the fact that a lot of the plastic straws are not biodegradable and can affect course, you know, they're, you know, what a lot of people believe is affecting the, you know, the ecosystem of the planet. You know, now straws are not just so easily dispensable. If you want one, you have to ask for one. So, you know, this is all done, being done to kind of help the planet, right? So there's this really tall white dude. He goes into a McDonald's. He places his order. It's a little tiny petite black woman. She's back there taking this dude's order. He doesn't see any straws. He was drunk. He starts flipping out. He reaches over the corner, reaches over the counter and snatches this black woman up. But what did he do that for? Because she started like knocking his brains out. I mean, she just starts bam, 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 going oops upside this dude's head. And, you know, some of the mill managers and the mill workers eventually had to pry her off of him, right? It was like, hey, like the cat and the mouse. The mouse got backed into a corner and the mouse went nuts, right? So the point of that is, again, we're talking about immaturity. What is going on? If there's no straws out there and the woman is telling you what's going on with the straws, either get a straw or go on about your business. You know, what is it now? Is everyone so into their feelings now? I mean, where is the maturity level of people anymore? Is social media making people dumb down that tough? I mean, what is it that is causing grown adult men and women in some cases? And I don't mean in, you know, that it's just men being immature. But what's making men and women be immature these days? If you can't get a straw, you can't get a straw. Go on. Drink it out the cup. Or if you can get a straw, ask the young lady for a straw. No need to reach over the counter and start, you know, wailing on her, try to snatch her up. But it reversed around. And I heard that this idiot, he got arrested in St. Petersburg, Florida. So again, what is going on with the maturity level of people? What is going on? From the actor to the baker to the attorney to the gay couple to these guys to the guy at the vape shop to this guy at the McDonald's. What is going on? Man, guys, maturity has to return. Adult maturity has to return back to civilization, because I see a bunch of babies on all sides of it. And that's what I feel is going on with all these stories. So listen, that's kind of my dissertation for today on this episode. But listen, if you guys want to find out more about these stories, you guys can Google it. You can Google the story on Mr. Jack Phillips with the Christian Baker. And again, he now has issued a countersuit where he's suing now the state of Colorado for harassment. And I agree with him on that. Leave this guy alone. And if you're anybody in the LGBTQ community, you guys, man, need to, man, leave that dude alone. You guys shouldn't even want nothing from his shop. What can you be getting out of that other than I'm going to make you? I'm going to take pleasure in making you. No, man, bump you. Blank you, bump you. Screw you. And this is me. I'm a Christian. And I'm saying, if I was gay, there's no reason why I would tell anybody gay, man, don't go to that dude's shop. But then on the Christian side of it, I would tell this guy, man, grow up a little bit. Do you really think that Jesus would not serve these guys a cake? Do you believe that he really wouldn't? Well, maybe this guy may say, well, I don't believe Jesus would have me to feed these people a wedding cake. Well, like they say, some stuff we're going to learn better by and by. But I do know one thing that the Lord say. He said, guess what? He says, in this way, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. God is good to all. He lets his rain shower all. He lets his sunshine warm all. He gives good gifts to all, good and evil, the believer and the unbeliever, the saved and the unsaved, the righteous and the unrighteous. So if you're going to go by that, I mean, Jesus even gets down to the bottom line. He said, listen, even if your very enemy has a need, give it to them. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're needing a drink, give them something to drink. See, so that's all I can say about the Christian baker. And then, you know, as far as my actor there, Mr. Christian Keys, you got to grow up. You cannot play a gay character and not expect to garner gay fans and not expect those men, which are gay men, to not want to attract to you as a gay man. I mean, that's what it's all about. Do you think gay guys are going to look on you and be like, oh, no, we're not going to send him an eggplant emoji. We're not going to be attracted. That's the whole point of gay men, is into dudes. That's what makes him gay. So he see you pretending to be what he is actually is in real time, in real life. Yeah, he's going to be your fan. And being a fan is not going to be him saying, oh, hey, thank you so much for just playing a gay character. He's going to be like, man, dude, you hot, dude. Yo, dude, get this eggplant here. Now, does that sound outrageous to a person who's a heterosexual? Yeah, because you may think like, oh, my God, I'm not trying to get an eggplant from a dude. I'm a straight dude. Okay, then. So then don't play a gay character. Grow up. Or if you're going to play a gay character, grow up and understand that that rolls with the territory. Get enough intestinal fortitude about yourself and say, well, hey, man, I'm a straight dude. I got gay dude fans. I'm playing a gay character. These brothers, man, they sending me emojis of eggplants and all kind of crazy stuff. Hey, man, that's just what it is. Just shut your DM down and don't even look at it. But you're complaining and you're jumping on Instagram because you're feeling some type of way because the gay dude is digging on you. And the gay dude ain't at fault. That's what I say. I'm going to ride out with LGBTQ on this. They're not at fault. You're at fault. Because you're just like, you're mad at this dude for finding you attractive and finding you as an image he can hang his hat on. So if you don't want that, and you don't want to be perceived as that, and you don't want to attract that, then don't take on that. That's all I've got for today. Guys, thank you so much for listening, tuning in to Bold Talk Radio. Listen, get over to Facebook. Like us, share us. You can go to Facebook/Bold Talk. If you got a show idea, feel free to make a comment or suggestion there. If you got any comments or questions, it doesn't matter good or bad. We want to hear from you guys. If you've got a business, a product, event that you'd like for us to plug, by all means, feel free to let us know. We'll give it a plug on the show. So thank you again, guys. We really appreciate you guys over in this new year. We're looking for bigger and better things in 2019. And until next time, it's true. I am your host, Pat Williams. Till next time, I'll see you.